I was quite the rule breaker when I was younger. Not a whole lot younger, I guess. And my dad was one who, corporal punishment was kind of there when we were kids, but as we got older, we were sent to the corner. It was this, like, corner near the front door. Our house was unfinished, so it was just bare, like, drywall, and I would sit there and pick away at the paper on the drywall for, like, 5 minutes or something. Because rules were no fun, so I thought. But turns out, especially for Christians, rules, like God's law, the teaching on what's right and wrong, is actually one of the greatest gifts he gave us. Because it hasn't always been the case that human beings have had clearly dictated, written out, what is right and what is wrong. The first time God made that manifest in a very clear, written out form was the law of Moses. And we know this not just because we read it in the Bible, but actually also from historical evidence at that time. Maybe you've heard of the Code of Hammurabi, the laws of Hammurabi. We actually have records of what the Babylonians were doing, what their law, their code of moral behavior, called the Code of Hammurabi. Also, there's the laws of Ur-Nammu from 2100 BC. There's the laws of Lipit-Ishtar from 1925 BC. I say this not because I expect you to remember it. I just hope it lends some authority to what I'm about to tell you. That I'm not just making this up. You can go on the internet and read these ancient moral codes and see they are radically different from what was received by Moses and recorded in the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament. Radically different. Some people will say, like, oh yeah, Christianity, it was just developed by human beings, you know. They took laws from surrounding areas and added to them and developed them. But there's no way that could be the case when you look at these radical differences. For example, all the other ancient laws at the time were founded on a king's, an earthly king's authority. He was the one who determined these laws and enforced them and held people accountable. But for the Israelites, what Moses received, who was the foundation? God himself. And actually, the law of Moses limits earthly king power and tells him, like, you can't just do whatever you want. You are accountable to God Almighty. And also, just practically, they are way more in line with human dignity. For example, these other ancient law codes were not so nice to slaves. They were just property. In fact, if a slave was hurt or killed, the owner was due, like, some recompense. Because who cares about the slave? But in the law of Moses, reading through the Old Testament, we see things like, if a slave is injured, you set him free. Pointing, like, trying to help people at that ancient time realize, like, slaves are people too. Respect their human dignity. Also, sexual immorality. The things that were allowed in the other ancient codes are not fit for being publicly spoken. But we know in the law of Moses, like, the family was held to the highest of expectations. And sexual immorality was not allowed because of how that damages the family. Also, punishments in the ancient codes of, they call the ancient Near East, these codes that were around the Israelites at the time, they were very brutal, especially to the poor. If the poor offended someone rich, they at best lost a hand or an arm, and most of the time were just killed. But in the law of Moses, like, the death penalty is very limited, and most of the time offenses are very proportionate. Even that eye for an eye, if you look at how it was enforced, that was meant to make sure that people weren't taking, like, they weren't giving disproportionate punishments. Like, if someone's hurt in a certain way, you can't hurt the other person more. That was the point of the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Like, don't overdo your revenge kind of thing. It was radically different. what Moses received. It was the first time that human beings were given in clear, written out form, here's what's right, and here's what's wrong. And what a gift. It's hard for us to understand what a gift that is, because we've grown up in the 21st century where, you know, especially as Catholics, we have right and wrong laid out very clear for us in the catechism, in all these ancient church doctrines. We have the Bible. You know, we're living in the time where God became man and showed us the perfect way to live in Jesus. But that hasn't always been the case. And it's worth thinking about that. Like, what a gift it is to know the rules. Because if you didn't know the rules, you'd be totally lost. We have that natural law of God written on our hearts, but in our sinfulness, we're not very good at understanding and following that. That's why we need, like, the rules. That's why we should be excited to follow the rules, even if it doesn't feel so great. So if you've got a little of that rebelliousness in you, and you're like, you still like to just disobey for the sake of disobeying, think about that. God showed us the right way to live, because he wants us to be able to have that love, joy, and peace that our hearts are made for. And he designed us to live a certain way. And when we live that way, we'll find what our hearts are searching for. So if we don't follow the rules, we're just shooting ourselves in the feet. Like, that's one guaranteed way to make yourself unhappy. Just disobey God. It's kind of nice you think about it that way. Like, okay, God, now I want to know what you want me to do. Because actually, it's for my own good. And especially as Catholics, like, we have the fullness of the faith. But if there's any part of Catholic teaching, because week after week, seems like day after day now, Catholics are becoming more obvious as the ones that are holding on to the fullness of the truth, especially in our society. It's getting harder and harder to follow this fullness as our culture becomes less and less Christian, and a lot of other Christian groups start abandoning the truth. Like, we got to hold on to it, because everyone else, as they let go of that truth, when it gets hard, they're not going to find what they're looking for. And they're going to leave other people in the same situation. So if there's any parts of the Catholic teaching that are really starting to get hard for you, especially like the church teaching on abortion, contraception, same-sex attraction, gender dysphoria, all the hot topics today, if your heart's like, I don't really like what the church teaches on these issues, that's okay, but you have a choice to make. Either study it and help yourself see how beautiful and true it is and how it's actually helping people find love and joy and peace, or you can reject it, and I can guarantee you won't find what you're looking for, and you'll lead other people farther away from it. God has given us the gift of what's right and wrong. He's showed us, given us the law fulfilled in Christ, carefully guarded by the church, passed on through, you know, Peter and all the bishops. Let's stay faithful to that. And last thing is, if you want to talk about it, if you're not like me and you love YouTube videos and watching all those videos that explain church teaching so well, and maybe you'd rather just come and talk to us, great. Call the church, set up a meeting, we'll talk about all the tough stuff. I love talking about it. Especially if someone's honestly trying to learn more about those tough issues, the tough rules in the Catholic Church. Because when I get to help someone understand it more and make it a little easier to follow, I know without a doubt you're going to be happier. You're going to find the love, joy, and peace your heart's desire. We need to be doers of the law, not just hearers, like St. James said today, if we want to really find what we're looking for. So let us keep that in mind as we go forth today. You know, you're actually going to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, who's going to give you the strength to understand and follow his commands. Let us strive truly and know those rules to follow them, so that people will look at us and say, man, what a truly wise and intelligent people these Catholics are. They've got something I want. And maybe we'll bring more and more people into this church. More and more people will see the beauty of the Eucharist. And one day, maybe we'll all be in heaven and see that it was our example, our hard work and understanding and following God's law, that was the light that brought other people there.